You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
You can be prone to do something whether you're lying down or not.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and I'm joined by University of Michigan English professor Ann Kurzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
This week, we have a question from Kat and Aaron, who are from New Hampshire. I'm prone to using the word prone to mean something I'm likely to do. For example, lying prone in bed while listening to your show. Being prone to doing something versus being prone while doing something obviously means different things. I'm curious what the connection is between prone in these contexts. What do you think, Anne? That's a lot of prones.
It's such a great question about a metaphorical extension. And it was fun to look into this one. Prone was borrowed into English from Latin. And interestingly, the metaphorical meaning of prone was available in Latin as well when this word comes into English in the 1400s. So you have this physical meaning, which is lying face down or leaning forward. And then you have the metaphorical meaning of being disposed to doing something or eager or liable to doing something. And I think, we can't know this, but I think we can imagine how you might get from the physical meaning to the metaphorical meaning if we think about leaning forward, that often when we're excited about something or eager to do something, we lean forward. Sometimes we use the expression leaning in. So I would guess that's how we get from the physical to the metaphorical. Long history of that in English. In terms of the physical meaning, prone could mean something that was descending downwards, so a stream could find prone passage. A hand palm down is prone, or we lie prone or fall prone. In the metaphorical meaning, it means to have an inclination or tendency to do something. Historically, often for a negative thing or a harmful thing, so prone to vice, prone to exaggerate, prone to error. But you can certainly use it for positive or neutral things, prone to love or prone to look for greener grass. And I use the expression as I'm prone to do, and I can hook that on to something such as, and I was drinking lemonade as I'm prone to do.
I can use that too, and it's usually kind of poking fun at myself for something. I messed up the recipe, as I am prone to do.
Oh, I love that example. And then we get prone in reference to physical tendencies, prone to illness, prone to infection. And in the 20th century, we get compounds such as accident prone. I hope you are not accident prone.
I'm not accident prone. I would say I'm clumsy. I'm prone to minor accidents, like spilling things like that. So Kat and Aaron had another question. They say, do you have any insights into the history of body positioning words in general?
Well, it was a good excuse to look into a couple of other words, such as prostrate and supine. Prostrate, not to be confused with prostate, which is a gland, comes into English around the same time, 1400s, and it means lying with your face to the ground. In this case, often as a form of submission or humility, adoration, worship. And so the metaphorical extension of prostrate has often been when someone or something is laid low in spirit or defeated or powerless or in a state of physical exhaustion. An example, when I looked at the data, is something like a country's economy could be prostrate after a civil war. And then we have supine. Do you use this word, Rebecca?
I don't, but it's a word that I've heard people who are into like yoga and Pilates, things like that, talk about.
That's right. And this is lying on one's back with your face up. And the metaphorical meanings here, which show up by the 1500s, are disinclined to act, maybe through laziness or you're passively indifferent, or as someone said to me, willfully inert.
I'm going to have to start using that one. That's great.
And I think on a Sunday, one is allowed to be perhaps willfully inert.
We're all prone to Sunday laziness. Thanks so much, Anne.
Enjoy your Sunday, whatever you choose to do.
Ann Kurzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan. Her latest book, Says Who? A Kinder, Funner Usage Guide for Everyone Who Cares About Words, comes out March 26th. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.